The president said last week that if this doesn't quite work out, he said in a speech that there may very well be a new president 4 years from now. So he's
Stimulus.
Yeah.
Or more stimulus.
Of course, there may be more stimulus in the end. But you know, he realizes that his presidency may very well hinge, obviously, on whether or not the economy can be turned around relatively quickly.
Well, my question is, has anyone figured out how you measure saved jobs?
Well, they're going to try to measure saved jobs in terms of the auto industry with a tax credit, or you can, what is it, you can, Barbara Mikulski put this in the bill, you can write off the taxes on a new vehicle purchase. That's one way that they consider as a possibility for stimulating the economy and perhaps saving some auto industry jobs here in the United States, if you consider it the broad auto industry.
And this is a difficult measurement at best, but what we expect and what we're hearing economists say is that it will help in the short term, but maybe not in the long term. Even the Congressional Budget Office, the government, you know, sort of watchdog office, is saying that this is really going to cause inflationary problems down the road.
Well, in the long term, obviously, it's another $1 trillion, perhaps, of debt on the federal government's credit card. You know, that's what the critics, of course, have been railing about. The Republicans said that we needed perhaps something along the lines of about half this size worth of stimulus. But, you know, the infrastructure projects are going to be significant, if you will, and the states are waiting for this money. The states have been hurting much this year. Most states have been waiting for some of this money. They have the so-called shovel-ready projects that they want to get together. And, of course, it's interesting to note that the board, which will oversee the stimulus bill spending, is getting $84 million out of it to do its job.
That's kind of a double-edged word, shovel-ready, you know.
Yes.
We're talking with CNN's Bob Constantini. And if you look at this package versus the one that was passed toward the end of the Bush administration, that one gave checks to people. And this one gives tax breaks to people. But if you take a tax break of $400 for an individual, what does that work out to, like $7 or $8
a
week?
Yes, depending on your math and whether or not, you know, how much you make. Of course, everybody's been saying it's $7, $8 a week, $13 a week. You know, if you look at it that way, of course, it doesn't sound like all that much, but it's a $400 per person tax credit. The original proposal was $500. They did bring it down a little bit to get at least some of those three Republicans in the Senate to get on board and make it cost a little bit less. But, yes, the average American will be getting $400 per person as far as the tax credit is concerned. And the expectation is that little by little that money will help get into the economy.
You know, Bob, the interesting part about all this has been that the Wall Street folks have met this plan with a resounding thud.
Yeah. it has yet to win favor on Wall Street, that's for sure. And I guess certain industries obviously may be helped by this. If you're in the, you know, if you make railroad products, that kind of thing.
Or if you're in the green energy business.
Yeah, you're in the green energy business, and the president's going to be visiting a site in Denver that has solar panels on it before he signs this bill to help emphasize that particular aspect of all this. If you're in the veterans care business, you actually got a significant reduction out of this bill from what was proposed.
And if you're also in the IT business and you're thinking maybe you'd like to expand into healthcare technology, maybe try to get some of the doctors online, that could be pretty lucrative for you too.
Yeah, significant part of what the Obama administration is planning as far as healthcare is concerned overall is to make medical records much more high tech. They believe that they can save perhaps billions of dollars with this. So of course, that's obviously just speculation. And I think overall this whole thing, to say this will work or will not work, is kind of a fool's errand, if you will. We've no way of really knowing how this will play out.
And what about the education piece? What are people saying there? I mean, there's the biggest single amount of money is going to the education department, and of that, the biggest single amount is going to what they call state fiscal stabilization fund to support schools.
Yeah.
And so you have a new education secretary now kind of rubbing his hands. How am I going to spend $53 billion?
Well, obviously the states in particular, if they do get this money, are also rubbing their hands as well because, you know, there was this whole battle about whether the House version versus the Senate version and whether there was more direct school construction money in the House bill. And when the Senate version came out to be the larger part of the compromise, the House members, some of them, some of the rank and file House members, were kind of upset about the whole school construction proposal idea. But their concerns seem to have been assuaged a little bit, at least by their leadership. They did get it approved. And, you know, again, it's there are a lot of people out there, I guess, rubbing their hands right now.
And do we know any who's going to be with the president from the administration, if anyone out there in Denver today at the signing?
Interestingly enough, I've been asking some people who's going to be there because I assumed, you know, normally when you sign a bill like this, it's done at the White House with the members of Congress around. We can assume the local legislators, you know, the senators and congresspeople from that area who are Democrats by and large, would be with him, but as to the other folks who are going to be there, it doesn't. There's not been any great indication of it.
Are you on Facebook? Do you Twitter? So does Federal News Radio. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FedNewsRadio or join the Federal News Radio Facebook group. For the latest in federal news and government contracting, visit our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM,